They told me that in 1965, so this was just 10 years before I sat there, in 1965, they had already been working side by side for about 7 years. They had a very deep respect for each other's intellectual acumen. They had a very deep concern for each other as working partners. What they didn't have was a very comfortable, harmonious relationship. Their relationship seemed to reflect the disharmony, the stress-filled environment they were working in. Those of you who are familiar with academia will know exactly what I mean. Publish or perish, dog eat dog, terribly competitive society. And of course, those of you in business will know what I mean. Dog eat dog, get ahead. Wherever we are, we live in a terribly stress-filled environment. And their attitudes towards each other reflected this. And because of this, they just plain didn't get along sometimes very well. Although they knew they had a deep regard. They worked desk by desk, every day, except for Saturday and Sunday. They saw each other at that desk. And on Saturday, they caught up with the work they couldn't finish during the week. So 6 days a week, these people were together and not too comfortable with each other, and certainly not intimate. He's 15 years younger than she is, and even in size, they look so mismatched. But this particular day, and I'll give you the first name, I don't like to say Dr. B and Dr. H, that's absurd. This particular day, Bill was very frustrated, and he said to his associate, Helen, "I just can't cope with this anymore." She said, "Cope with what?" He said, "I feel I'm so pressured, I don't feel I'm getting across to you, I don't feel we're working well together, and the whole department is in shambles." And he was the head of that particular department. And she said, "Well, what do you expect to do about it?" He said, "I really don't know. There must be another way. There just must be a better way to live in the universe than we're doing." She said, "What other way is there?" He said, "I don't know." And he got up from his desk, and she said it was really very touching. He made the most impassioned, embarrassed speech about loving, that perhaps the one ingredient was missing in all of their relationships was loving, deep caring. She was very touched by this. She said he had never acted in such a way, and almost beyond something that she could explain why she did it, she said she doesn't know. She put out her hand, and she said, "Bill, dear, I think I know what you mean. I'd like to join you in trying to find that other way." This is a very important part of this story, because to me it indicates that it doesn't happen alone. It has to be out of a caring for each other, out of a desire to change, out of a need to change, out of a recognition that things aren't going well, and there really must be another way. Almost immediately upon making this pact, Helen was besieged by a series of psychic events so strong, I tell you, she literally thought she was losing her mind. Now, these things I had been studying for 15 years before, so they didn't seem so strange to me, but I must admit that within a three-month period of time, to have 80 or 90 happenings, such as some of those I will tell you, was a bit strong. And I could see why she, as a very conservative, orthodox educator, who had been trained along rigid psychological principles, would think that she was going berserk.